Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. The first hour we're going to have the Wiri Community House with us, and the second hour we've got our PI Peter coming in to tell us what he's been investigating and different aspects of his life. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Hope, and Hope is with the Wiri Community House. How are you, Hope?
Very good, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, we're going to have the Kids Fest, and unfortunately the weather wasn't very kind to us, so it's had to be put off, so I believe it's now been rescheduled.
Yep, so we were working very hard to get it up and running. The original date was the 27th of October, now postponed to November the 24th to go ahead on that date, which will be really good. And it's our first Kids Fest open day market back since COVID, so we're very excited about it.
Yeah, COVID sort of killed everything, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, but we're super excited to have it back this year and have everyone on board in the community.
So if we're going to come along with the Kids Fest, what do we think we're going to find, Hope?
This year at Kids Fest, we've got a few things going on. We've got the main event, which is the circus, a free circus workshop.
So what's that going to teach us?
So we're going to have a big marquee down behind the Wiri Community House in the Y Tag Reserve. We're going to have the circus workshop, which will have free circus activities, performances, and we'll be able to get the kids and families involved in a few tricks and a few circus performances, which will be really good. And we've also got pony rides down at the back as well. So
pony rides too?
Yeah. That will be really good.
So that's going to be in the Wiri Tag Reserve, is it?
Yeah, so that's just behind the community house.
Yep.
And the Yarra Valley FM as well. So that will be really good. And we've also got a barbecue that we're having here. We've got...
Is that in the car park or is that the Wiri Tag as well?
That's in the car park.
Yep.
We've got face painting. We've got the new ice cream shop.
Yes.
Which is along this set of shops, which we'll be able to get a few people trying out their new ice cream shop as well, which will be really good. And we've got raffle prizes drawn every hour as well.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it.
Sounds like a really, really good day. And let's be honest, a lot of people have been locked up for so long. They all want to get out and do things, don't they?
Definitely. So hopefully have as many people there as we can.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather's going to be a bit kind to you as we get into November.
Fingers crossed.
It was just fairly poor. So what age group are you looking for in the... I know it's called the Kids Fest.
So we're inviting the schools down, and we're anywhere between young kids to any age, really. I'll be in on the fun as well. Families, everyone's really welcome, so there's not really an age limit as such. I think we're all a kid at heart anyway.
That's true, too. And you want mum and dad there anyway, too, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Have a few sausages, get in on the fun as well. So, yeah, we're welcoming everyone here.
You can't beat the Aussie barbecue, whether you have the onions on the top or the onions on the bottom. There's always that argument these days, isn't there?
I reckon onions on the bottom for sure.
So who's going to cook the barbie?
We've got a few volunteers a part of our committee. So we've got Robin, which is one of the volunteers we have, and her husband will be on the barbecue, and my boyfriend as well.
I've dragged him into it as well.
So, yeah, I've self-volunteered him for the day, so I'll get him down there.
So does he put the onion on the top or on the bottom?
I don't think he has onion at all.
Pardon me, you've got to have onion on a barbecue.
Yes, he doesn't have any at all, so, yeah.
All right, look, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more, and we'll hear more about the Kids Fest and what's going on down at the Wiri Community House.
Ooh,
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Hope from the Woori Community House, and we're talking all about the Kids Fest, which is on November the 24th. Part of it's going to be out in the car park in the front of Woori Community House, which is also part just down the road from Yarra Valley FM, and quite a bit of it's going to be in the Waitag Reserve at the back. But Hope, you've got some live music coming?
Yep, we've got the karaoke machine happening on the day, and hopefully get a few people on board with the karaoke machine. I know I love a bit of the karaoke myself.
As long as you don't let Greg Carrick or myself sing.
Oh, we'll have to get you up.
No, if you get either of us, that'll clear the park right out.
Yeah.
You've also got some stalls. Now, you tell me you've got a coffee van coming with some jam donuts.
Yeah, so we were pretty keen personally on having jam donuts on the day. I know everyone loves a jam donut. So we have the jam donut van coming on the day, which we're really excited about, which will be good. And we also have coffees, which will be at the ice cream shop as well, offered on the day. Which will be really good.
And you've got some other stalls as well coming too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a few stalls. We've got the Hillcrest CFA getting coming on board.
And what are they going to do?
They're going to do some activities with the kids. We've had target practice in the past, so they'll be out the back on the Waitag Reserve doing some activities, which would be really good. It would be good to see them in action and get the community involved.
Yep.
Which I'm really looking forward to
Should be a great day, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't beat a good coffee van, and if you've got a coffee van and jam donuts at the same time, well, you've got a really good mix, haven't you?
Yeah. So.
And apart from the stalls, you said there was a couple of other stalls you mentioned off air.
Yep, so we've got a few independent stall holders that will be able to be there on the day. We've got the a lovely lady making flower crowns and terrariums with kids, which will be really nice.
Oh, that's good.
And it'll be a good opportunity to support local and small businesses on the day.
So there's activities for the young people as well, apart from just pony rides and the circus. There's other things that get involved as well.
Definitely. There's an opportunity for the families and even some of the adults to purchase from the small businesses. And we are still looking for a few. We've still got a few spots as well to fill as a part of our market as well. So we're on the lookout now that we've got a little bit extra time to get a few more community members involved as well.
That's terrific. So all they do is contact Woori Community House, don't they?
Yep, contact the Woori Community House.
Have you got the number there?
Yep, on 5964-6857.
So if you've got a little business, you'd like to help promote it on the day, give them a ring, 5964-6857. We'll give you that number a couple more times before 1 o'clock, and come along. And, of course, Christmas is coming up, so there might be the opportunity to buy the odd Christmas present off the stalls too.
It's always good to organise that early. I haven't started my Christmas present shopping yet, but I'm sure I'll get some done on the day.
Why would you? I don't start mine until the 23rd of December.
That's one way to do it.
All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Turn me inside. me inside and round, round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out. And round, round, upside down, you turn me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully. Upside down, you turn me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully. I said upside down, you turn me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully. Upside down. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. I say to me, respectfully. Upside down, you're turning me.
I'm talking to Hope from the Wiri Community House, and we're talking all about the Kids Fest that's on November the 24th in the car park out the front of the Wiri Community House, and some of it's in the Waitag Reserve behind. So we haven't told them what time to come.
It's on the day from 3 till 6 p.m., so just after that after school period. Everyone will be able to come down after school and get in on the fun, which will be really good.
Not much good having a kids' fest if the kids can't get in.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so they're going to, you've got the circus?
We've got the circus workshop, we've got raffle prizes, we've got native animals on the day. We've got a few of the schools getting involved, including Launching Place Primary School, to have a stall. And we'll also have our personal Wiri Community House stall on the day, which will be really good for the community to find out more about the us as a community house and what we offer in our programs. And Sonia, my manager, will be talking about that in a little bit as well.
3 to 6 p.m.
3 to 6 p.m. on the 24th of November. Looking forward to it. Plenty of free activities for the kids and everyone to get in on the fun on the day.
And you're still looking for some store holders. So they ring you, ring the community house on what number?
5964 6857.
So you're happy to, pardon me, have some, take some more stalls. But the coffee van's going to be there. The jam donuts are going to be there. There's live music. And the CFA are going to be there, so it's going to be a great afternoon.
It's going to be so good. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right. Thanks, Hope, for coming in. And we'll talk to Sonia and we'll find out about some of the other programs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks. now we've had a bit of a change of voices, should I say, that we had Hope here telling us all about the Kids Fest, but of course there's a lot more at the Community House than the Kids Fest. So we've got Sonia, who's the boss down at Wiri Community House, now joined us. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks, Sonia, while we're talking about young people and kids, I see you've got an art craft or something every Thursday.
That's right. We've got a kids' art class, and there's a lot more things that they do every week. And that class has been so successful and growing that we are going to offer another kids' art class on Wednesdays as of next year, the same time, 4 to 5pm.
So you have, that's not instead of, you're going to have Wednesdays
and
Thursdays?
No, we're going to have both days, Wednesdays and Thursdays for kids' art, 4pm till 5pm. We've also got some Christmas kids' art programs happening, and that's Thursday the 10th and the 17th of November. So it's next week and the week after that we're doing kids' art, just doing 3D Christmas decorations.
All, I was just going to say, only Christmas.
Only Christmas on those 2 weeks, on the 10th and 17th of November.
Well, that sounds terrific. Yep. So we're into the new term. In fact, we're a couple of weeks into the new term.
Quite a few weeks.
And so what have we got on between now and Christmas?
Well, we've actually had quite a few changes on a few things.
Yep.
We've got a few changes to our Stop, Breathe and Refresh group, and that's doing meditations and practicing breathing in a constructive way, and that's been extended until the 28th of November now. Instead of finishing up on the 21st of November. So we've got an extra week there. We've also got a Linking Carers Hub, which meet every Tuesday morning. So if you're a carer for any person, you can come along and have some time out for yourself.
That's just for the carer, isn't it? Though?
Just for the carers, on 10 a.m. on Tuesday mornings.
Yep.
We're also looking at doing a bit of a different fitness class for any age group, any adult age group, and that's called Strength for Living. But we're also looking at combining that with half a class, half the time in the class being Strength for Living, but the other half being Dance for Fun. Well, so there's a lot of people who are now getting into using dancing as a way of movement.
Well, dancing is terrific for you because not only is it the muscles, it gets the heart going too, doesn't it?
The cardiovascular system gets a good workout. So what we'll be doing is in that particular class, the tutor's going to be doing some core strength exercises, and then lots and lots of fun stuff with dancing afterwards.
Yeah, that's terrific. And like, you won't need a partner for that, will
you? No partners. It's just single, but you can partner up with people to have a dance on the floor and see where you go.
Yeah, I've known a couple of people who have had heart attacks, and the doctors have actually recommended that they go along and start doing some dancing because they say it's just so much of the body going.
It's also fun, and the more fun you have in your life, the less stress, and a bit of laughter goes a long way.
And the problem you've got is nobody wants to exercise, do they?
So this is what we call incidental exercise, because you're having fun and laughing along, and you're also doing something really fit for your body.
And all of a sudden you don't realise that you've actually been doing some exercise.
That's right. That's the one. We've got to sneak it in there.
No worries. I just got to take a quick break, Sonia, and we'll be back with more.
Okay.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're at 16 minutes to 1 and 12 degrees. We're only looking for 13. So, but next Tuesday, let's look forward to as 27 with a shower or two. Or even next Monday's better, 25 and partly cloudy. But anyway, we're talking to, I should make a mention too, at 1 o'clock, we'll have our private investigator, PI Pete, on the line and we'll be talking to him about it. But at the moment, we're talking to Sonia. Sonia, you want to tell us a bit more about the coming up Christmas activities at Wirree Community House?
Yes, we've got a couple more Christmas workshops. We've got the Kids Art one, which is on the 10th and 17th of November, and they'll be making 3D Christmas decorations. We've also got a weaving with recycled paper to make a Christmas hamper on Saturday the 19th of November.
What did you say, weaving?
Weaving, yeah, weaving with recycled Christmas paper. So you'll be making a hamper out of that.
Gee, I'd love to see that.
So you can weave, paint and decorate a Christmas gift hamper using recycled paper. All the materials will be provided.
That's just for children?
No, that's for adults.
Yep.
So that's from 2 till 5pm on Saturday the 19th of November. And another adult Christmas workshop will be another weaving one, but with natural materials, making a Christmas wreath. So that'll be on Saturday the 26th of November from 2pm till 4pm and you'll be able to weave a beautiful Christmas wreath out of ivy and decorate it with natural materials. All the materials are provided for that as well.
Gee, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
So you can, if you get the kids along and then mum and dad on the 19th and the 26th, you just about do all your Christmas.
That's right. You can do it all. Get it all done. Another class that we've got happening is the Sumi-e painting. Sumi-e is a traditional Japanese painting and you also meditate while you're doing the painting, so it's very relaxing. And that's on from the 8th of November, which is Tuesday next week, until the 29th of November. It's only a four-week class.
And what do you paint, Sonia?
Traditional Japanese pictures can be done. We've had a sample of a few people doing some bamboos and some pandas and stuff like that, and we've got them on display at the community house and they look fantastic.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what else we got coming up?
Okay, we've got our over 50s computer classes. Now you can come along to that, and anything that you are unsure of in the digital world, you can come and ask our tutor, Robin,
iPhones,
and she can help you work through that.
iPhones and iPads as well?
iPhones, iPads, laptops, or you can make use of our own computers as well. If you need to learn how to Google anything, how to set up an email, she can help you with all that.
And a lot of, and I know a lot of us learned a lot over lockdown because we had to, but a lot of people are still struggling a bit, and it's a great way for the grandparents to keep in contact.
Absolutely, to FaceTime with grandchildren, yep,
particularly
or
particularly if they're
family
in the state,
or
live far away.
Absolutely. Even being able to FaceTime on a mobile phone at least gives you that one-to-one person connection, or you can have a group person. We had something over the weekend where we did a group chat and sang happy birthday to one of our family members.
Oh, terrific.
Even though none of us were physically in the same room as each other, but we were all able to communicate and sing.
Yeah, during lockdown we had a meal once a week.
Yes.
And we'd all sit and eat our own meal. And
that's fantastic.
And this is great, isn't it?
That's good.
A lot of us didn't know we could do this stuff, but we had to learn it, didn't we?
That's right, and practice makes perfect. So part of our over 50s computers, once we get to the point of being able to do things such as Zoom, we set up Zoom chats for the class and get people to experience it so that then they can go and explore it on their own as well.
Oh, that's terrific. Because let's face it, it's the greatest way to keep in contact, and it's a lot better than just sitting at home and doing nothing too.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
So when was that again, Sonia?
So that's on Friday mornings from 9:30 in the morning.
Yep. And bring your own device if you've
got one.
You
can bring your own device, or if you want to make use of one of ours, you can do that. But it's best to bring your own so that you can learn to use on your own device and then go home and practice that.
Practice on it. Yeah. That's terrific. All right, look, we'll take one more quick break and then we'll be back with more. Sonia will tell us, because apart from the specials she's got coming up on the Christmas decorations, that there's still plenty going down there, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Was a night, who would have glad it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright, oh how bright it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
It was a kiss.
Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was
such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was
such a kiss.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave
such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
It was a night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. And the gills and moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was
such a night.
When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 yeah.
And of course, that was Elvis Presley in Such a Night. Quick mention, Matt Shaw will be on this Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. You'll hear songs like that. But we're talking to Sonia from the Woori Community House. Sonia, apart from these specials that you've got coming up from now to Christmas, there's a lot of other things going on down there all day, every day, isn't there?
There certainly is. I'll just do another reminder for the Stop, Breathe and Refresh group.
Yep.
And that's explained as start your week with a short guided practice to make you feel more present, grounded and calm. It includes mindfulness, kindness, compassion and gratitude. So that's been extended until the 28th of November. That's on a Monday afternoon,
yep,
at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So that's extended till the 28th of November. We've got the Sumi E painting class. We've got the Linking Carers Hub on a Tuesday morning. So that's for anyone who is a carer to come and have some social connection with other carers.
And carers can forget themselves too, can't they?
Exactly. This is a time for them. This is activities that promote their own health and well-being, such as craft, yoga and walking, digital literacy skills and support. We also have the Golden Years on a Thursday morning, and that's open for anyone to come and join this friendly group of locals who are in their golden years for a weekly morning cup of tea.
What do we call golden years?
Anything over 50, I'd say. Because that's the golden era.
Sonia.
But nobody needs to categorise anyone. If you feel like you want to come along and join a group, come along. We have some young people there as well.
Sounds good. Sounds terrible when you say over 50s.
I know. Been in that for a while.
Haven't we all?
Yep. So we also continue to have our Knitting for Charity group.
Yep.
And
you're still Forever Friends?
Yeah, Forever Friends. Yep. Absolutely. So you can either knit at home and bring ready-made items to the group, or you can also participate and sit there and do some knitting and crocheting and what have you, make up some things while you're there.
We had Saskia in last Wednesday for Choice Tunes.
Yes, Saskia. Yeah, it's good. That's good, yeah. We're hoping that they also come to our Kids Fest event and have a stall
so that
they can do some fundraising. So that will be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
So let's just mention the Kids Fest, as you just mentioned, November the 24th between 3 and 6 p.m.
That's correct, and that'll be here in the YTAG Reserve and in the car park here in front of the radio station and the Warrior Community House.
And I promise not to do any karaoke, but we might get Greg to do some.
Absolutely, and hope.
I don't think she's banking on that.
No.
So what else have we got coming up or that's on at the moment?
Okay, and just another reminder that we're extending our Kids Art program to two nights. We're going to have it on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights next year from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m.
And what are they doing in that? I know Kids Art covers a lot. Are they painting,
they
drawing?
They certainly do. They do all sorts of things. At the moment, I've found some hula hoops that are in the process of being decorated. Not quite sure exactly what they're doing with them, but they do lots of interesting things. The tutor there is very creative.
Oh, right. So what age group?
That's primary school age.
Primary
kids.
School.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrific.
Yeah.
All right, so, and then you've got your Christmas ones come out, the 19th of November and the 26th of November?
That's correct. That's the recycled paper Christmas hamper and natural materials making a Christmas wreath. Plus we've got the kids art of the 3D Christmas decorations on the 10th and 17th of November.
Sonia, just if people want to find out more, how are they going to find out more about the Woori Community House?
You can contact us on 59-646-857, check out our Facebook page, or contact us on our webpage, which is www.wooricomhouse.org.au.
And that's all one word, isn't it?
Woori
Community, Woori Com House.
Or if you wanted to email us, you can email us to info@warricomhouse.org.au.
Again, all one word.
Again, yeah. Yep. If you just Google Woori Community House, you'll be able to find ways to contact us.
Yep. Well, you're pretty easy to get hold of, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
And if not, you can just come into the place down the road.
The group of shops with the radio station.
Right on the corner.
That's it. We also have a street library out the front of the community house, and that's free for anyone to come and swap books or take a book, or maybe they want to return some of the other books. We also have the community garden in front of our place.
Yeah, that's growing good, isn't it?
And Silverbeet's going a little bit nuts at the moment, so please come and help yourselves. And I think we've got a tomato plant in there which might flower next year.
Do you eat Silverbeet?
I love silverbeet.
Oh, do you?
I was looking at it today thinking if nobody comes to get it, I might take some myself.
That sounds terrific. It's not my favourite. So if it disappears, it's not my fault.
It's me. I love silverbeet.
Sonia, look, it's terrific to have you in again. And we'll certainly have you back next year. Have you got any big plans for next year of stuff coming up that you know of?
Yes, I actually had an idea the other day about perhaps a few new social groups and programs for next year, I will discuss with our new worker who's starting next week.
Oh, that's good. Because the other thing is too that we need to mention this, particularly for the older age group, you need to get up off the couch and go and do something, because not only is it the exercise, but you've got to exercise your mind too, don't you? Yeah.
And have some social connection.
Yep.
And have contact with other people in the community.
Yeah. And it's been proved that social isolation is going to be a killer, and it's not going to help dementia either.
Absolutely. And so if you can come to one of our social groups, and we'll be having a few more next year, just come, even if it's just to stay for half an hour for the first one, and get to know a few people, then you might bump into each other down the supermarket and reconnect.
That's something that is understated, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That I know somebody told me that they got involved with a group and they said it really changed their life, because all of a sudden when they went to the shops, They'd see, meet someone, they'd talk, they'd have a coffee, and instead of being down the street for half an hour, it could be 2 hours.
Absolutely.
But that's what we all need.
Social connection is so important.
And your dancing.
Absolutely. We've got a Strength for Living class, which half of the class will be spent on doing some gentle exercises. So that'll have modifications for all sorts of body types.
Yep.
And it'll be about flexibility and balance and strength. And then the other half will be to have some dancing for fun and keep the body moving.
And that, as we said before, it keeps the blood, the heart, everything moving and makes you feel really good.
Absolutely, and have a good laugh too.
It's a way to be. Unfortunately, I've got to go, but thank you for coming along,
Sonia. No worries. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, bye.